under the blood of the finger, the sign on, and it's all their book.
This is a physical, this is a plastic basket. This are laser plastic, and actually they have recycled plastic. They need to recycle too. I just recycle the basket. I love it.
When we lay out this up for us, we're trying to be more serious than necessary.
For people that play this off very conscious of anything, they have to be more serious. So when we designed this golf course, we used most of the natural elements. When we designed it so that you have parking here, and when you come in through the park, you can start at level one, and you play at 1-2, all the way back around to 9, and you're back by the parking lot. So if you only want to play 9 holes, then you can just play 9 holes. If you want to play 10, you start at 10 and come out at 18. All the holes that you start or finish at lined up at the parking lot, which keep people that are playing all, you know, one part. Anybody have any questions? I'm going to talk about it all night.
Sure.
If you know anything about regular ball golf, everything that applies to regular ball golf applies to this golf, except for you hit and have a bag.
If anybody can do it, let them try it.
That's in greater call golf and club. You have this, by the putters, pretty much frustrated. The idea is that the drivers have will naturally turn right, they'll go straight, they turn left, you can go left hand, right hand, have different ways. The way the ground is understood by ground. This golf bag, this is a competition bag, so it's carries on the back. You have a marker that you where your disc landing. So you're gonna hold one and throw it in. Just so you drop wherever your disc lands, you say it here, put your marker down, and then that's where you show your best shot from. If it's far away,
I know when I play golf, regular golf is in sometimes it's hard to find the ball and you have to chase the ball.
I got it.
It's hard to find the
ball.
You don't lose any debt?
Yes, you do. Sometimes they go in the water. Sometimes you have a water house. When you first start playing it, or just golf, if you drive and you don't watch where your disc goes,
yeah.
So you have that shot card and you'll turn around, and then over this way and go off. Yeah, you can't lose. They're inexpensive. These are about $8. You can get them anywhere from 6 to 25. But I use them for very well. And if you have a person playing this golf, and what I have is a competition bag. If you have a bag in a starter kit, it gets before it, a little small bag. And there's several children that come out, special needs children, that come on the they go out and play. Okay. So, this is neat.
Now, when you have a sanctioned tournament, is there a course of stipends and stuff like that in order to have a sanctioned tournament? And this, obviously, ours.
This will be a tournament.
Okay.
And usually, 90 competitors. And we have people that come from Raleigh, Charlotte, come from all over the place, and want to come to the
what we're planning on doing in on the NST is the tournaments will be held on our shoulder and used before and after the tour season to bring folks in town.
Right. And you have plenty of competitions.
No, I'm not here.
Nobody are. But we already have civic organizations calling about tournaments. So.
Okay. We have the city and some of them, they want to do tournaments for the we're just planning on doing that once we get the course open. Talk a little bit about what you plan on, how long you think this is going to take for us to get this.
Once the bugs are gone, probably towards the end of September, but you start on it, you know, within this week. So that's go out to finish. I've marked all 10 holes, you know, and they
I want to get a little pay done, and then start leaving. And we don't get any security. As a matter of fact, I'm a member of the United County Disc Golf Club, and there's about 55 members. And once a month on Saturday, the club members go to the disc golf course, and if there's an erosion problem, they'll fix it. When we designed this, we kept the bank as clear of anything that may need to be accessed by the fire department or police or whatever. And it's very accessible. The trash can and things we need to keep it clean, keep the trash out of it. I mean, it's amazing, whatever. God forbid any ambulance, I mean, everything is accessible.
I meant the Public Works Service Road that goes
H.
Okay, very fine. Well, I wanted to do is educate you about how where we are in the process and what this talking, what this ball is all about. Any questions in the other?
You're putting engine parking in that area or is this external?
I think that was something that the beautiful passage man was looking at. I don't know if it's a good idea because, you have people, there is hundreds of people that go in on this all across the county and live.
Are these new buildings there? Are these existing buildings there?
This is the Parks and Rec Department, or the Parks Department.
Oh,
okay. It is, and then this is your tennis courts, your basketball courts, your baseball field. There's that's a pump house.
Okay.
We're going to have a practice back in that area.
Michael and the Christopher and part of our committee members, and they have stepped up to design this thing, and we had a problem that we haven't talked about. And kudos to all of them, very much. They were despite the early announcement, and we appreciate it very much. And that is going to be going to have a good golf game. We were kind of down because of all of this time statements to hear about from some points. But when we finally did hear that, it was just a matter of it took a couple of weeks when we had the court all in
there's a lot of local people that have had the other day. I live in Brothers, and I do in restaurants all the time. I think, there's just a lot of people that get something they're doing in the wintertime. And,
okay, that's what I wanted to do for that. I have a couple other items that I wanted to go through. We have a checking account with the Parks and Recreation Committee, and we found that with the new financial direction that we have with the need to turn our book over to the town has come up, and so that's what we're going to do. We're going to finish up this session with Jenny this week, and with that, then we're going to turn the checking account and statements and everything over to our book. And I just wanted to make you aware of that. It's not an empty room. Didn't want to do it anymore, although I did hear a fine ingredient from her when I told her that she was going to take it back over. But it's just from a fiduciary, a good fiduciary standpoint, to make sure that I just want to take back to the control of the money, because we're dealing with, $4,000 or $5,000 a session. Something which is not great in any way, but it's significant enough, and we don't want to have any impropriety or any fraud in the economy. It just makes more sense because all of the frameworks for dealing with the finances is with the county. That's our game plan. We're going to be taking a word of that from there. Now, number three, I'll make this quick. One of the things that was requested of Michael Christopher in order to send it to close up April 4th at daytime, and wanted to take a couple of days off during the week when it would make more sense for them to lay the course out. And I'm requesting the funds for $450 for each of the for Christopher and Michael to offset the fact that they're going to be laying out the course early and then to the lock of income that they would suffer during the week to do this. So that was the question I'm doing.
Bob, the original cost was just the course layout and the sign was going to be $300 also.
Oh, okay.
And what we're doing, if the town had a net savings of over $4,500.
That's right, yes.
And they will take, the minus and they fall into the fund will take 5 days. So, this is the, I think, money well spent, and this money is coming, with other than all, I think it was originally put in fancy, $12,000.
Yes.
This was, like I said, quite a substantial amount, and this money, when it's spent, and the course is finished, we will build the park and recreation bond money for the county and be reimbursed. Bob's group, I'd like to compliment on the approval of the sales money they have now, as you say. And you guys will be working closely with the Sonny's group, and when he can be working into his schedule, hopefully September things can be slowed down. We don't have any storms, and we'll go gangbusters on the Sonny's. So, if you'd like a motion to transfer $900 out of general fund,
where did we decide that you take it from the somewhere in the council place?
That's one option.
Okay. Well, I will make a motion that we appropriate
$900
from the line item for training and travel on the council place. We covered it from 2 weeks ago. How many days is it?
And then they're going to bring in their volunteers with blood once it's laid out. Unfortunately, they could be working on them, but the red nose is not eating them alive. That's a good way for those to get back off of them. Yeah, thank you. I know Justice on the page is saying what they have.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Can you bring up the rates in your calls to cover any closing fees?
That's the next item. 26 million spent from money for actually to pay the community center committee so that we can open and close the facility for our classes. We went to the following list of costs of primarily the custodial fees and the supplies and the material that are being used. This is a situation that we didn't anticipate initially. That was saying that I worked custodial costs have never been factored into the cost that we charged for my coaching. However, starting in July, we are now passing along additional money from each participant to pay for the custodian. So this is just a $500 I'm asking for. It's just a one-time deal. It won't come up again. Yes.
This is probably not a very significant amount for opening both of
them, right? Well, it is a $50.
Okay.
What happens is the $50 goes to the custodian, and he owns it legally, and we use that. Right now, our use of the facility is primarily on the ballet class and the water polo class. Occasional fishing seminars, different things, different programs that we come up. But what we're going to be doing henceforth is to charge an extra dollar to per participant so that we can then pay for the
fishing. So the bottom line is you're back and
pay? Yes, it is. And for his appropriate for some paper towel and some other items that have been used during the course of our community center class, for our recreation class at the community center. So that's another request that I'm making.
I'd like to make a motion to transfer $500 out of wherever Arlen funds are appropriate as general funds to cover past expenses for our transformation of our community center.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Two short rooftop days starting at the end of this week. We're going to start the new tennis court that's going to be built, just so you're aware of that. It's going to be next week. They're going to start the actual work on it. They'll be completed for ready for class at the end of September. It takes about a month to come right home to the court to shore and to take the trail. It's got to be a good day. We have, fortunately, with all of our tennis classes and programs, and preparation will use all of the crucial for the tennis team, but they're really showing their age. And so they can check for the weekend, so it's a good thing. And we're looking forward to taking advantage of that.
And let us know about the children's grant that you may apply for.
Right. Our committee belongs to the United States Tennis Association, and there are two grants that are applied for. One of them is for a facility assistance grant that will hopefully help offset some of the cost of the court themselves. Now that's in the process, it's in the works. And if that comes in, then the grant can be used for the cost of the court and or windscreens or other items that we might need for the court. The second grant done, Kevin's done the cycle. There's something called the push bar system, done from the United States Association has a program where for kids 10 and under, they start using half of the court for learning how to play tennis. And one of the instructors there is a qualified teacher of push bar tennis. And so the other brand is learning how to play with a new, you have to have smaller nets and special equipment, you know. She has some of that already, but she's trying to provide more, provide what we need to make our new tennis court, USTA sanctioned search cards open. And I think another set of it, I'm hoping that we'll be able to put in the chat.
I don't think you put another feather in your cap as it is, Bob. Like I said, it's like full of teeth. You never take it in the accurate. And as the liaison, this is one of the best finance committees that stays on track of our efforts. So, thanks, Bob.
Thank you. All I want to say now is that we have, there's still Gramanoli and the Tyrell Palace that Paul Whitrow has organized. We still are interested here, but there's still some room for the Tyrell Palace Church. If you have any interest in that, please call Nancy at Town Hall, and she can make the reservations for you. It's a good trip for the morning in October. And, okay, I'll be off for a little bit.
Thank you.
Before you get off there, I have a couple of things on the outside of it. A couple things the board mentioned about the disc golf. I want to make sure the town council is aware of some of the things that we talked about and that need to be done prior to the opening of the disc golf. And the first one is the area that we have all of our buildings, our stores, and all is going to have to be fenced in. That's something I talked to the mayor has basically told me that there will be money for us to do that. Well, my suggestion to town council is to have this done prior to the opening of the disc golf course. So that's something that we'll need to look at and have some funding for prior to this being opened. We need to make sure that we have additional signage there, road holes, I'm going to call them, we're crossing the roads. We do have heavy equipment, the last year that we're playing, we do have heavy equipment, our gun trucks, backhoes, pickup trucks going down at the service road, several times a day. So that's one thing we're going to have to make sure that we have plenty of signage there on the safety side. Let's see. That treatment plant, we need to go ahead and install a new gate there. We don't have a gate there at the treatment plant. We're using the gate at the front where nobody's supposed to be on the section room anyway. Now since we're going to have people coming into that area, we need to install a new gate at our treatment plant. So that's going to be a cost associated with this project that we're going to need to have installed. And the council understand, and everybody understand, that if we have an emergency, hurricane or whatever, and we had to flee, that area, foremost, number one, is set aside for debris storage. That's something that we have to agree with. We have to get okay by 15 acres of that, matter of fact, is having to be okay for debris removal storage. And if need be, if we have a bad storm, we have to store it, and the disc golf is going to have to come in a second, we may have to rebuild it, but just to let you know, we may have to clear some of that area for storage. So the emergency thing, I feel like, is going to be much more. So that area is set aside for emergency debris removal storage. I understand that, and I know that my brothers are going to start taking out some of this brush and putting it on the tree there. I don't want people to come to be tearing up my disc golf course.
The study that I talked about, this is a fence, talking with the county, is something that they think would be acceptable to use to park the money. And so these guys are going to change it. I don't have any guys up here after they're back here in the gym, man. I don't know. come up with the mayor again, but his equipment's too expensive. He's had vandalism up there today.
My recommendation is we don't build it unless we do get a spring fence around my equipment and the building project. You know, he's got a lot of money.
Yeah. And these targets have a snap system that individual storm like Sonny's talking about. You understand? This is, I don't think this one has in the regular has a clear exact off and this comes up and only thing left in the ground is the base. So and, yeah, we've talked about some of the problems we've run into. I don't think it's, you know.
And I have one more question for Council. I don't know if anybody's got in touch with any of the adjacent property owners to let them know what's going on behind the property. You know, this is going to be adjacent. There's some property owners there. I think the property might be a good idea to identify these property owners just to let them know that they may get a little bit more traffic behind their houses or outside their houses, so they haven't had any for.
Yeah, on the side there's a really big tree that belongs to the adjacent property or behind the adjacent property owners.
I think the Baptist youth groups are very familiar with this area. Because what Bob told us earlier was that this may be up and running as early as September, and that's the same. So, I mean, I think it's...
Yeah, we can do that, yeah. That's my thought, not get back probably just to me, but, as long as everybody's agreeing with it, that really does need to go up prior to what's up in the...
Yeah, my thing is done, and regardless of this golf course, you can be up there anyway.
Right.
Because he has machinery, or excuse me, some vehicles, spray painted, and some other stuff.
They actually look a little better, so I'm not thinking.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not going to be around people, just trash, and they are doing it, and just out of the
And one other thing, I'll do the deal about tennis courts. My boss said we're just going to get started with this. We're looking at about a month from around with this court and get ready to go to get back in plan. What we're in need of there is replacement of the lights for the tennis court. The market that we have existing is not efficient. It's a dark court, we need some new tennis players there. And we also, I'm not lying here, we need to upgrade on the power. Right. So what I'd like to do is I'll get the numbers for you on the fencing that we were talking about around the public works facility. And I'd also like to get a number for you on the tennis lighting and also the upgrade on the electrical. And bring it back to council. What we'll probably do is when they start tearing up, when they start putting the pay panel, we'll go ahead and put our conduit in there, put it on and stuff them up for new lighting, and that way we'll give us time to come in and talk to council and try to get some additional funding to put some new lighting
in. Harold, City Planner there, there was a suggestion to put a T-ball in the center of the court so it lights up better, so that's something that I think that's all strong recommend for the new courts.
Do we need to look into address Dennis's concern? Do we need to look into whether or not we already have hours of operations in the park? And I don't know, because we have lights on the tennis court, it could be just going to dust.
There was a time where they were off, but I think it's set right now to walk.
Well, we could just close the park at us, because then we wouldn't be able to light. So, could you look into that for the August meeting and what we can do so we don't have people out there, especially in the area behind 5th Street, the houses there in the church and all, running in that golf course at all hours of the night.
But you're talking about possibly just closing the whole park.
Well, I don't see how we can do that. I mean, if we did that, if we said dawn to dusk, then we wouldn't be driving the tennis court.
That's right.
But if we're going to, so we got to figure out some way. We don't want people in the unlighted parts of the park after dark, but we want to have access to the tennis court for about 11 o'clock at night or some
parks. And recreation already talked about, putting a sign up there with the blessings of beautification that would, it'd be a brief layout, of course, and it would have the hours of operation on that.
But we need to give in something to make that enforceable.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we have an ordinance that covers that. I know.
There's been some rules set way back down, but I don't think they were put in right.
But if you could look into that and get back to us in August along with the August stuff.
Thank you. That's a lot of your objects, sir.
Is there a problem here?
It is.
Would you like us to lose it?
Yes.
Oh,
no,
that's fine.
So my provision on the property is out of there. Okay. And I just was, got a letter from the Public Works Department about possibly installing additional streetlights down on 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I know that I've been out on 5th, and I know the residents at 509, 513, 517, 521, who's not on streetlights. And on 4th Street, 510, 514, 518, 522, and 526, I'm on streetlights. And everybody's called them all, and I believe our people probably today, y'all do have the information on who wants and who doesn't want them. You can just start that way. But I think you, right around any other streets in this town, there's a lot of very dark spots all over. And the light poles are behind 4th and 5th, so
you know, if there's how much, or I'm not sure how much it costs, that's one thing to have it. I personally, I really think that you ought to look at what the people that live in that area want. I mean, that's the basis of it, not so. I just personally don't think that you need to look at that. Maybe I'd like to ask Tim, is there any crime in the area that you're aware of?
Well, there was one there, but there were else.
Okay, so I mean, it's not a question of, you know, deterring crime or helping crime. So, I mean, there is not a crime there. So that's just what I want to speak to you about. Why do we need to send the issue on? I mean, it's working fine. I spoke to my partner Jay last night, but he was class 22. And he said the same, he said that home there for 45 years. Maybe never had it since then. So, and I think, Jay, can we all have outdoor lights? Do you want to turn our outdoor lights on? You can turn our outdoor lights on if you want. So, I mean, I think it's a very unique situation, and the woods are right across the street, so you have a lot of lights on. And I mean, I just, and Curie Beach is a very quaint area. And I just would like to keep it as it is. I mean, you know, and that's really the nutshell. So, you know, I just would really appreciate it if y'all would listen to the people in the area. One last thing, speaking with Rob and speaking from some of the residents, for example, I'm going to St. Smith, she was 5'10". She received a letter for the United and Betty Harrison, who are directly across the street from her. They did not receive a letter. So I'm like, well, where's the one? You know, it would seem to me that if the streetlights are going to affect me on one side of the street, it's going to affect me on the other side of the street. So the person directly across the street from me should be receiving that also. So that'll have it. I appreciate your time. And one last thing that is a completely different subject. I told you weeks ago that Forest National Minerals said down in Lansing, South Carolina, that they had just installed a wireless internet network for the town, and it was at no cost to the net. And I did not know if that's something that y'all might be able to listen to.
The initial reason this street light didn't came up is you had a request from residents by that four street
light.
Okay. These residents aren't apparently just do it, and we also had a map laid out by proximity for their best location area where they should go.
Okay.
But I think this council and everybody else around speaking before. Before we did anything, we wanted the input of all of that or something. Exactly why that went out.
Okay, well, thank you.
So, I mean, we had to get some responses to that.
Okay, because I mean, I know that the people in my area are adamant as opposed to nobody in my own people on 4th Street in between Beth and G.
Well, actually, the way it was on 3rd Street.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
Anybody else need to address that one?
Randy? Just a quick question. I'm here on behalf of Creek Village Board. I know you have talked about the deer population. We're just interested to know how the range falls.
If you can come up with an idea where I'll come with the suggestions.
Oh, okay. Well, I think the most sane thing is to put kind of stuff is out, and they can put it out in the field. And geez, the area will certainly slow the population down rapidly. It's the least invasive. You don't have to shoot them. I really think we need, I mean, you can't talk to anyone that doesn't have deer lanes or their backyard. They're not scared of anything. They eat all their plants. I know you've talked about it. I read about it in the paper, but I don't see that we're progressing on doing anything. So I guess I'm just, you know, here to voice our concern. And hopefully we can move forward on that.
You might want to contact Baldhead Island Services. They actually did some studies on contraceptive applications for deer, and they did not find them very helpful. Also, I believe the Army Corps of Engineers did some studies on that. And so I'm all for it. Any way to do it to where, you know, that we can not slaughter the deer is great for me. But I think that that counterceptive thing has been tried several times and it's not been effective at all.
Well, one of the things that you have, I think, out of all of the items that were listed, City Wildlife said that that was the least effective of all.
And what is the most effective?
And the most recent response that he got today, recently hired, they have a person who's in charge of their land management program in Colorado Springs. And this guy is supposed to know something about how to handle deer population. He has just come on board and been involved in the next month or so.
And believe me, the deals are real solid. I didn't know that.
But like I said, the mayor has been in touch with him, and it's been an ongoing discussion. I think a year ago, there was originally a plan to allow control money, and then when the Army realized that by opening it up to North Carolina Wildlife campaign, that they were going to allow hikers and photographers or herd watchers in there, so they got that idea. So it is something that is ongoing, but right now, rather than call all of it, it might be better if everybody called Mike McIntyre and ask him to ask the Department of Defense to be a little bit more overcoming in their cooperation.
So that's a real public safety issue on down road.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Any night, there's a lot of them that are on the edge.
Well, we have Mitch and Bill there go down road and ask Chief, how many police guardsmen.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, and I can, without a middle of putting in my head as the proper procedure, and I just wanted to see what was going on.
So that was a motion?
Motion to move item number 6 on the consent agenda, and then to item number 9 in the new business.
And to add the two.
From the state of discussion, that means the fire chief has to stay for a whole minute.
No, no, I don't care about that. And then the other frame.
So that was a motion to add the two.
Maybe that will allow them to move through.
Well, we can ask, we can put them in the right. You want to put down the item number 1 and draw their email down so Harold's on here on it?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
That's a motion, anyway.
I make a motion that we move it to 1 from 9.
Is there a second?
Sir.
Is there a vote?
Not yet.
All in favor, see what I'm saying. Now you discuss it. All in favor, see what I'm saying. Aye.
I understand the building inspector is going to have another report under the department head.
I don't have that last time here.
Okay. Very good.
Well, I don't have a report, no, sir.
Or any discussion?
Yes, sir. I think it's on, sir.
Okay, thank you.
We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, all in favor of approving the consent agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda is approved.
Do we need a motion for the clerk to inform Ms. Klein and Ms. Bud that they're informing, or do you do that on that?
I'll do it on
that. Because it's kind of odd, it's always
happened. We have, you're going to have a pair of books to bear.
Oh, hang on.
Yes.
Why don't we suggest the book? Can we get the book?
No.
Just catch it on the scholar.
Sure, I'll take that out.
Okay.
There have been any changes you want to see the agenda or the consent agenda?
We've moved to
consent agenda.
Number 1 on new business.
Yes.
New business. Number 1.
Motion.
3 months.
Number
1.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. So I have a motion to adopt the agenda.
I make a motion that we adopt the agenda as changed.
Second.
All in favor, say what I'm saying.
Aye.
All right, old business. Is that what you're doing here? You got there. All right, old business. Digital phone lights. Digital lights. Oh, Edward, no, sorry. Sorry, Don. Did you want to make sure?
All right, I got a couple of things. All right. First thing I want to bring to my attention, I'm getting an increasing number of sidewalks that are laying on the beach. And it's become pretty difficult for me because I don't really have anything to do with as far as ordinances and regulations that have anything to do with this. And so I'd like to have your motion to draft some language and present to the P&B and bring that before you next month to put something on the books that we can work with and use to regulate activities.
Now, are you talking specifically about weddings or any organized activity?
I'm talking about just the weddings. I'm getting probably Susan pretty funny while only people asking questions and analytics. What can we do?
Because by my understanding, within the last couple of years, didn't we have a discussion about there was a church group or something that wanted to run electricity out and all the function and maybe had some discussion about
what criteria do you use to know? I had one a couple of weeks ago where they told me there was a small pergola type tent up there for them to get married under. Next thing you know, I had police officers coming in 5 o'clock and they've got a trailer back up on the beach that does and bringing up a pile of wood up there and put stuff together. And basically, we had a nice big structure out there on the beach for 7 hours. And, things like that, I don't know what's going on until the day of, and all of a sudden next thing shows up. Basically, what I'm telling people is, it's a small operation, under 50 people. Go ahead and do it. Please don't bring out 50 chairs. Bring out a limited number of chairs for your overhead coach. Please keep in mind this is a public beach. I mean, that's
how we have it in our mind, really trying to regulate another beach.
I think maybe that if she can come up with some language, I'd like to get with him on it, but I don't think it ought to go to P&Z. I think that's something that would be a general regulation of activity under the
administration. The second reason we're getting into this point is because under surrounding beaches have started charging for this type of activity. We get, we're getting some money on, but that's a great idea for us to, and I don't know if people want to let me. You got some criteria that other beaches are using. That's where I have any sort of research to get. Okay. Do you want to do your research and give an Andy bring that council out? Yes, sir. I'm planning on having a bonus for you. That's the other thing I want to bring up, it's come up before, and so I'll bring it to you again. I've got an intern throughout the summer, and since he came on board, I have the secretary decided she wanted to take a leave out of the summer. Since then, she has resigned completely, and my intern has been filling her duties since that time, and from the very beginning, and I paid her. I'm down to pay her for 5 hours a week normally, and so what I'd like to do is to pay my intern $10 an hour for 5 hours a week. Sorry, I'm going to date that he started. I feel like it's a nice gesture for the amount of work that he is doing because he has been today. A tremendous help. That's one thing I have.
How are you going to separate these 5 hours you want to use not pay to do for education?
All the hours run together as far as the hours that were required for his education. But he's been doing other duties that weren't originally intended for him to be doing.
Insurance on the work stuff.
you'll be eligible for that.
I'm not sure that's something we need to add to our own account.
We need to do it in a full cost. We be eligible for our discount, 5 hours a week.
That's our account.
Yeah.
$10.99
I'm guessing off the top of my head, any employee, no matter what position he's in at the time, is injured while employed in town.
But more time, that'll be paid on the conversation.
No, okay. Workers' comp.
Any more discussion? Do I have a motion to?
I make a motion that we authorize John and Harlan to pay Corey for the additional duties he's been performing since Amy Zimmerman retired, etc. 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, at $10 an hour, plus whatever ancillary fees on it.
Did you get all that down, Corey?
Do I have a second?
Second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Dennis Gary.
I just have one other business.
Aaron, maybe. Sonny's invitation. Okay, moving ahead under all business. Item number one, additional tree box. Meeker, such your name on all through the list, and council have all this in front of them, both spoke, but he didn't think that he were required on 4th and 5th Avenues, and he had concerns for most of his neighbors. So.
My question is on the 3rd Avenue. One person is proposing that on the list, but it's still long.
Yeah.
Have you got any sites in there that's right now?
I don't think anything 3rd. The ones I've got reading were 4th and 5th. There is one area that I think plenty of reading on 3rd is just really dark. There's some shrubs or something there. You've got to be using light from some houses. And this has been in the fact that it's in the association of I talked to the people who actually requested this originally. They said they would still like the light, but if there was that much opposition to it, they wouldn't. Yes, sir. Dennis, do you have any suggestions about 3rd or plenty of one?
monitor.
Is that your motion?
Sure.
Fabulous. All in favor, say what I say now. Okay, we'll leave it as is. Item number two, RFQs for protection of firms with evidence from Park and Vivian. Jim, do you have a tip to collect and believe on this?
At the last meeting, when we had a discussion about the oceanfront park, we had asked for our engineering firm that we have for the town to put out an RFP, and to get firms to do the architectural work. The committee, subcommittee was made up of the mayor, myself, the public works director, and the engineer that we have, Brian Cott. We received 7. We were to have a tele meeting and reviewed all 7, and carved it down to 2 that we would like to bring in front of council. Council has had the ability to look at all 7, so if there's any questions as to why the company didn't make the cut, we're open to those also, but we would like to study that the 2 that we ended up with was LX3T, which some of you may remember as an original group that wanted to work with us on the park, and his design and development company. Since we, at the request of the engineer, he requested that we bring specifically one name of a company to council, and that negotiations take place with that company, and if in fact prices could be reached or there was any kind of a problem, we had another company that would conduct the same amount of discussions with. Is there anything?
What you're saying is that there's one of these engineering firms that wants to be the only one considered, and then
with the architectural firms. This was our discussion, and in our group was our engineer, Brian Cox.
Okay.
And Brian Cox recommended that we do negotiations one at a time rather than simultaneously. And again, that's subject to the wishes of council. So what the recommendation of the subcommittee is that we negotiate with LS3P initially to
what Brian and we'll end the discussion, the LS3P and associates can do a great job. Brian's input on this was the fact that they're probably going to be much more expensive than Leslie. And in saying that, I will have to recuse myself if we vote tonight, because while I'm not having any financial dealings with Leslie Architects and Design, I have had work with them. So my initial contact with Leslie, the people designed this building for another was $40,000. And Brian and his proposal, I think it's over $70,000 for design.
Yeah,
abundantly clear that they would probably be less expensive. Now they're designing $1 million for being now. It would be the same long for long timelines. They've already got it set. The people they're designing it for have deep pockets. We know.
So based on the subcommittee recommendation, the discussion, that I'd like to make a motion that we in the discussions of LS3P regarding the architectural design of whatever portion can be dealt with the specified funds and grants. that we enter into the executive session. That means that we'll negotiate with them to get a proposal from them for what they will be able to perform for the special unmerited money that the grants will are allowing us to spend. Similar to what Tim said, we made the original motion of square footage not to exceed and the rest of that. And we've already got the basic design that is going to have the stage and restrooms and storage rooms and, you know, and you've got the general outlay of what it is. And unless we decide that we want to change it, it will remain that. So, and that's the direction that whatever company we do,
so we're on my catch point here, can't you know, to be.
And then in the meantime, Arlen and I can talk with
angry about what the bridge loan, in terms of the bridge loan, was like. And then Nancy points out, if you remember, we would have to get approval to be able to see that. It's not unlike what we did when we talked to Park Department. We replied to them, you know, they won't let us say that we're going to get grants to pay for this, so we have to say to the tax base of the town, which we do anyway, and that's required by state law. Use the bridge loan to get the things going until, and then we pay that as the proceeds of the grants.
And I appreciate Harlan and Nancy's service, because our facts are that we had to put the money up front. And I think in all the discussions about the park, people had the idea that that money was parked somewhere, but it's not. So if we want to do Nancy and Harlan's suggestion, which I would recommend, to transfer $100,000 out of the general fund for this part of it, which can be reimbursed if we move forward.
Well, I think we need to. We've already started getting bills from the engineering services for the work that they're doing. So we have to, we are going to have to make some payments on this. And then I don't know how, do we have to, I guess we need to look to see if we have to spend the entire grant before we can ask for reimbursement. Yeah. Or if we can get reimbursed if we proceed.
That's right.
So they'll be, so we'll take $100,000, use it to pay the bills that we get, and then there'll be a lag until we get that back. And in the meantime, we're trying to come up with a $700,000 or, whatever the number is that we're going to need for the construction. For the grants that we're already working on, stormwater construction and the landscaping and all.
And Harlan, Nancy, and Chuck in particular have gone over these things. And what was your recommendation?
For the first part,
just the stormwater. Okay, the matches are in the deck, so we're not going to worry about our grants.
The second one, this is $466,000.
We're building the building.
We have to match the $466,000.
That's what you're going to have to get financed before, we don't have that anywhere in the budget.
But that, the building, the construction of the building, sometime after the first of the year. It's got that, because there's no way we can give our design in the contract. So $100,000 now is just paying the guaranteed architectural fees.
And I think we need to, in my opinion, we need to move ahead and get this thing signed. So,
Is this architectural service scope of work, this is sent to all of those 7 firms? As far as I know, this is what they are. And out of those, they now, what was the basis for eliminating the other 5?
There was one,
it didn't have a home office here, so they just did that. There's an example of an engineering student, he says, when it comes right now, sure. He says, there's an engineer probably that can hurt you. Regardless of what you pick, what we have to pick. Can you just close the conclusion and see?
Well, can you also, you've got the same material out there. That's
why I'm going to just rewrite it and get it for you to set it. But the city, as I understand it, that they put in their proposal, the material, certainly if I'm wrong, to us, because we're going to be talking to them about a fixed amount. Perform the service for a fixed amount and see what we get after some negotiations. See what we get for that fixed amount.
But there was another indication from the engineer that you mentioned earlier that the 13 would be considerably more expensive than
based on the tax district that we had with those firms. Normally, isn't the architect fee a percentage of the construction cost?
That's the way it used to work, and I think basically what he was the one by, a lot of that was the hourly rate spent that each one turned in, too. And Travis mentioned hourly rate, so that would only be
for that work, the bottom job, and go to work, really do a big amount of contract.
Right. I think what we were talking about and going through this is what I don't know how many times we've done this. We started off the first time on the sun, we started off with a lot more, but seven, I think it was like you look at it, the seven, all seven of them could do a great job, there's no doubt about that. I mean, what we're looking to get designed, architect, person in work, all seven of them could do it. So we had to kind of, just look at them and look at some of the things, the type of work that they had done, the areas that they had done in, you know, that they had completed in, look at some of the things that kind of matched up with ours, you know, they had different projects that they had done, kind of location where they were at, stuff like that is what we looked at.
The district design and development has done a lot of stuff for state parks and stuff that's actually brown and iron. But buildings, walkways and stuff like that.
But I'm saying that three or four of them could do just as good a job as this. So,
I think the only thing about how many of them had municipal experience.
I'm sure all of them.
All of them had a municipal experience except in one, and that was a company that had moved or is expanded from West Coast to here. And they did and malls and
as far as it was just, you know, their travel time which was broken down in there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm still confused at why they weren't able to give us a fixed price. Eventually, is there anything that we're going to ask them to do? Yeah, provide to develop an architectural plan based on town new conceptual costs. This is the requirement. Meet with the town to gather general information. Meet with the town and design team to determine the building program, prepare a limited preliminary site construction plan, submit final design drawings, provide the town with sufficient and approved design documents, and provide minimal construction services.
Jim Brown also said that most of the stuff here is boilerplate that they would send whether you were building the first house or...
So it's almost like they were non-responsive to this.
Commissioner?
So nobody said they didn't get the commitment. Nobody said exactly what the place would look like.
Excuse me, the request that went out was for qualifications,
okay.
Not for cost. It's kind of the first step.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I think everybody wants to do this. Have the issue first provide us the background of the line. I make a motion that we do
I don't know. He said he had a conflict because he worked with one of them. If you'll tell me a little bit more, I'll tell you whether you have a conflict or not.
The very first time you talked about this, Gene said, I don't have to put it before you get it.
Do you have any dealings with this guy?
Not financially, but professionally, yes. I mean, he's designing stuff for me now.
Right now,
he's paying?
No.
He's designing something for one of my customers, but I oversee the design. I have to approve it for the customer. It's another monetary other than my contract.
Well, but that meeting when we shoot between the two, he can't do it.
Here, the light doesn't matter.
All right.
All in favor.
Who's second? Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we direct the finance officer and the town clerk to move $100,000 from the general reserve fund to the capital project fund that they set up in the budget for the purposes of making the tax payments that will be reimbursed by grant funds from the state line.
All in favor, please, by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Nancy, are you in arms and satisfied with your concerns?
Till tomorrow.
After we come up with $700,000. Or 459.
Can I get a couple of on off of some of the year?
Well, and that one is a matching grant.
Right.
Keep that in mind.
We don't have to spend that much.
No, but you'll only get reimbursed at 50% of what you spend.
I really appreciate the time y'all spent on that and get all these clarifications done on these grants. So like I said, a lot of people think that money is displayed somewhere in time. Item number three. Discussion and consideration of lease agreement between Sesco and town of Fury Beach. That's under somewhere. Insulation operation of a radio communication system. Now this started 6 months ago, the former town administrator was here and she had called these folks about a contractual agreement with them for another that talked about some Wi-Fi service for the town, not the residents of the town. and we have a site design, we'll have kind of fill by the wayside, and I guess I'm the first over here, I'm trying to put you on the spot, but I don't think anybody here would understand either we're impressed by what they were previous.
Hey, we'll tell you, like, there's a small amount of that access problems, that goes 60 bucks, 70 bucks, something like that. So those are the three Wi-Fi hotels, this is not a big deal. Secondly, we still have an end of the contract with Kitchen 3, which is a very expensive contract. We'll look at some other options for our website, we've got another day on our website, posting our emails, type things. And also got over the figures as well as the ones in 3 and 1-3. I'd like to do a big thing before the offer they have. So we went converted back to saying, okay, we're not interested in a tray or a card, we're interested in just a fee for using our towels. And that's what we're on now. It's the last proposal.
The original contract having discussions with the police chief just for a lease. As you have me from home, the first proposal was $2,400 a month plus us furnishing electricity for both towers.
A year.
And after discussions with Sonny and Dennis and Harold, it didn't seem like it was worth the effort, so Andy and I and more discussions with them, and it amounted to they could have one tower, $3,600 a year, they furnish electricity. So you and I talked about intercontract their problem with their equipment. Basically, pretty much void of any liability making happens to their equipment. So.
I was the county attorney to take them there and look at the post-contract, make sure it's recovered. And I know that the county court has talked to them about some additional
The language is right up here. Yes, that was added. They agreed to that.
They agreed to that language. Yeah. So anyway, it basically boils down to they can put one of their antennas, they will pay for the electricity, they will be using the Severus Lane water tower, and they will pay $3,600 a year for the use of that tower. Any questions?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Are they going to charge our citizens for cellular or Wi-Fi if they so desire to use?
Yeah, that was the
whole thing. Do we have an idea of what the rate is going to be? So we're kind of unfolding ourselves down the line, and that's
what
I'm saying. That would be a decision. Would there be a private agreement between citizens and a company knowing that one service or not?
Well, most certainly. Most certainly it would. But just like we have now, with one provider on the island for this type of service, we're kind of held captive there, and I don't want to see us being held captive. But I think
people don't understand you saying we're held captive.
Well, we're held captive.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that keeps us from leading the state to another wireless provider on the tower in competition with these people. So it's not a direct comparison to the charter. And charter has an exclusive franchise, so we can't allow competition. This was actually in a way we're competing with charter insofar as we provide an internet service. But if there was another wireless internet service that wanted to come, we would need them to pay on the tower as well. But then
our tower top.
If you're not in town, there's nothing in here to forbid a person. Now, the one question I didn't have is, do any of our other leases have co-location restrictions for the folks who are already using the tower?
No, not me. No.
Okay.
That's the one that's here, because we don't want the tower.
Right. But, But you, does that mean you agree to what?
Yes, there was something else that Keith brought up earlier about somebody else already out there.
No.
No.
Yeah. Contrary to the Wi-Fi now, the town has
okay. Did they already decide to do a sufficient room up there?
Yeah, the other men are carrying everything.
So, but they're not going to provide us with any free Wi-Fi, but we get to charge them, so they're not
doing that. Well, that's what I was concerned about, because I was told the minutes from the 11th, the November 17th meeting, that this is, and it says, Conspaco would provide wireless internet free of charge to Town Hall and Town Park. They will pay town the town for the lease for putting antennas on the tower. They currently pay rent for each customer $1,000 a month. So they backed away from, I don't know how far Michelle had gotten with them on this, but what she said here is that they would provide Town Hall and Town Park free wireless, and they would also pay for the lease.
Now that's the first I've heard of that information right there,
yeah,
right now, but I have no idea about that. When they first got the first time, their first proposal was provide a service, internet design, email hosting, that type of thing, and train for space on our tower. After we looked at the papers, we didn't think that was a really good deal for us, so we said, no, we're not going to knock. So we went back to negotiating a lease for space on the tower and then trade. So I don't know about that document.
Well, this is just the minutes of the November meeting. The chief recommended to the council then that they had already agreed to provide the wires and pay for the police to stay.
I don't think that's true.
No, how much did the other folks who have spent
a month? You talking about power?
Yes, sir. Power. Well, how much is the water now?
About 18,000 a year is the average for you to get around 64,000 out of 3 carriers right now. A full carrier. Four carriers. And a lot of carriers, 3
so these guys are getting the market raising the price.
Well, they're leasing ground. They lease that lot out there. They lease the land. At the tower over there, they've got a 40 by 60 feet of land lease. These people want the land, they just want to put the equipment. But I did give here their plan for their home furniture all electricity. So they got to have a new return.
And that, I think you said they'll pay for all this charges. But no, if you get up since you have
them. That one, they want to really expect on the drawing. See how they want to get that mirror.
Do we know that $1,000?
I think that was what she was trying to get.
Yeah.
So she originally asked me, she thought these people, originally asked me what they were waiting for the rest like him did, what they were for the friend him. And she said, well, God, we want $1,000 a month. I think that's her figure. I think that was she proposed, the gal proposed or proposed, and they said no.
How long is our contract with DC?
We got 14 to 2 months left. They just got probably consider going somewhere between now and then, and look at it again, I think that.
Well, $3,600 a month a year is not a lot of money, but $3,600 a year is not cost us anything. Unless somebody has a problem with what do you think? It's just $3,600. And their service is people, if they
want. I think there would be some competition there, maybe, where people can get a little cheaper rate. That's what we're hoping anyway. not throw their rates against charter cable's rates for the same speed of internet service. Charter was actually cheaper. It's slightly different. There are some advantages to doing having the internet in this company, depending on what you do with your internet. I won't get into that thing, but
I just
And so I said, grab the board, shoot him, and send him away. But while carrying the money to Nancy, she said, well, would it be really tough for a block? And I said, well, no, you know, this was all our fire department. So I'm not looking into that, we have to go to the county. So, yeah, it's sort of a mix up there on which way it went. And it was, like I said, all by fire department. So that's just one of those things. They might come up and leave all their title to the town. Once they go to the title of the town, they belong to the town. They have to go through the other procedures of going through home business or declare surplus or whichever way the council has to go with it. Little stuff like the generators that we wear out that we bought, surplus stuff and money that we bought, we just started turning money back in about something else, and that's that would go into that category. Now, all we were involved by the town, so they have to go out on the bids and whatnot.
Is Arlen and Nancy are happy with it, you're happy with it, I'm happy with it?
Yeah. I'm confused. If this falls into the category of stuff that's bought with fire department money, why does it have to go through the surplus stuff? Why isn't it on the agenda?
Well, she thought that it needs to be there, and she's right. I mean, you know, she looked out and she's like, I don't want to jail over your day and all that.
The property that's bought by volunteer fire department with their funds fall under the same procedures as the town property?
Belonging to the town, it technically becomes town property.
So it is Larry's town property?
Yes.
Okay. So, he needs to
answer my question.
I'll remember that.
Dale, what we have in the ordinance is that you allow the town clerk, you authorize the town clerk, anything 500 or less, to declare it surplus as of by whatever private sale or bid or whatever, just dispose of it. There's no policy that I can find. I've gone back through 2000, looking through the minutes and so forth, that addresses anything over 500. State statute just says to council you may authorize or dispose of however that you want to do it. So we kind of have maybe a gray area. I think traditionally when I was here before, we did declare several vehicle surplus, and it was brought to council for council to approve it and authorize the department head to attempt to sell it. But so there, you know, you may even want to look at raising the limit that you have in the ordinance, or you may want to look at specifically stating if it's, you know, a vehicle or if it's
Harold was under the impression that it was titled to the town and he had to go through the surplus.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, then he did. You know, we're saying now that that's not the case.
Okay. Well, it's going to make it
terrible. Okay.
I don't have a problem with that, but
if you confusing.
Change the purpose of your policy.
I don't care.
Apparently, he had it was wrong with that $2,000 that backhoe was Sunny. So it was surplus. I had no idea that thing was bringing money to that time.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I thought the damn that we put up the bid for Sunny backhoe and bring $500 or $600 and then what you even do.
So you
didn't learn
from Sunny.
The backhoe looked good. Was the $2,000 that we got for it, he applied to the piece that we replaced it with. They have offset the cost.
No, I think we didn't do anything.
Well, I was looking for $500.
I just wasn't sure how the dollar procedure was, and I just wanted to make sure.
I did find out that there is a down name to buy the bill.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
It's the site of one of the largest cigarette manufacturing facilities in the world.
And since all of the bottles they ran.
Since Philip Morris closed Comfort, it made people wonder.
And they buy people on the entire list.
Well, that's part of business.
Yeah, it's up to you to do this one. I know a lot of work.
And they sell electricity to use power from the generator on.
They have a big old truck that dumps the tank on one end, a big old truck that picks up the cigarettes on the other end, and they take about two people each.
Five people
can run the entire place. Yes. Yeah. Out of numbers, it's all the hands on the case.
Any
other
questions?
Are
you
going to
be on there
in the other
end?
Yes, sir. I'm sharing.
Was your
history
mark
a vote
since you took it off
the consent agenda?
No.
Well,
did you
have
to declare it?
Yeah, we authorized the chief to sell it.
Okay. I make a motion that we authorize the chief to dispose of it.
Do I have a second?
All
in favor, say aye. I thought we had a reason for that.
What's that one?
Most of y'all have already met Marvin, and he comes to us with great qualifications, having, first of all, he's a CPA in the state of Pennsylvania, has worked for several different companies, most recently TIA and CREF, as the head of their internal auditing department. He's also a resident of Sierra Beach, so he'll be looking out for his own money as well as everybody else's. His wife and daughter kind of make sure he's their home for their home. So, and we'd like to welcome you and say thank you for coming to work for us. So far, it's been a learning experience for all of us, and I think it's a great help. And I think now we have to promote me and promote
I have a motion to remove the position of the interim finance officer.
I make that motion.
And appoint Arlen.
I make it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
You're talking about the dolls that upgrade now.
Is there anything in the policy that I'm going to depart from this surplus?
Arlen, right under the Bible.
Put it on there.
Dean, there's the right thing.
You're going to be off the building to call it for
you.
Thank you.
I'm usually with this when he found my whole six on my box.
We already knew that problem.
You don't have anybody, so that then will not raise your right. And repeat after me.
Okay.
The waiver's waiting for you.
did see it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Discharge the duties of my office.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office.
As Deputy Town Clerk, so help me God.
As Deputy Town Clerk, so help me God.
Okay.
I'd like to have a round of applause for Arthur.
Yeah.
There's a motion to adopt it on the floor with a second. Commissioner Fuller.
All in favor, say one, say aye. Opposed? Thank you. Item UI number 6, motion to adopt BBT resolution signed the following as authorized check signers. All in favor, say what they have. Item number 7, discussion of fireworks over the 4th of July weekend and possible options.
Okay. Yours is different than mine. Mine is number 6.
That's because you had one up here.
I don't care. Over the port, and the chief would be better, and the fire department would probably be better to tell us some of the problems that we incurred by a brush fire and some other little incidents. Quite frankly, I don't know what can be done. Once I suggested that maybe, and I don't even know whether it's feasible, that after this new park is done, that we organize under the supervision of the police and fire department, people would come and shoot off their fireworks and bump there. But I don't know if that's even feasible or not. But the problem is not so much when they shoot them off on the beach, it's primarily what I see is when they shoot them off back in their residential area. And North Carolina, as you know, that some fireworks that are legal, it's the ones that are illegal that they're causing the problems, like the fires and the burns. So, I'm open to suggestions, and I think we need to do something.
Well,
we got a year to do it, so.
The ones in the residential, I thought to be, we jump on them for 3 weeks, we cut them down, we put them out, get them away, so we can't do it. Out there for causing this place congestion. On the 50 mile topic, you might want to fire it up, but by the time you walk those fire up and carry them up here and get back over here, it's trouble with it anyway. This year we had east wind, and the east wind caused a little bit of problem. About 1 out of 10 years we have an east wind. Most of the time it's about good, it's really down in the ocean, everything good. The grass is extremely dry. It was a lot higher than it's been to be in the last 2 years in the east wind. Put a couple of fires. It's not a big deal. The guy that thought he was going to lose his neck thought it was a big deal. It's fast. And, you know, we're out there, we're controlling Jumpy Creek. We just put one out there and they all went out. But everybody's good. I mean, yeah, we're in those guys are on the beach, you know, and we know you guys have be done about a lot. Yeah.
Well, I noticed that they were at 7 o'clock, fireworks was on.
Right.
And
here's how it goes. We do our best with, like Carol said, we work this side, the west side, and the full fishing boulevard as much as we can for us to be officer exposure. Do the best we can on that. On July 4th, I'm lucky by them to have my daughter. I've got 4 or 5 guys up here. I was really good shape, and that's what I have this year. So we work as hard as we can, but it is so much, the volume is so prone, there is no way we can even put it in there. That's just back on this side of the fishing board. Now, by the time dark starts, it starts July 8th on TV. We've got our guys on the ATVs, one north, one south, and I'm going to pass, and we shut them down as fast as we can. But if we shut this one down, we'll get the next one, it's going to start right back up and right behind us.
Well, I'm not so sure that anything can be done on the beach. I'm more concerned about the way the beach is going to be.
Well, that's our priority. We have to split it up.
I mean, I personally like to see it one of these, but you know.
That's why I didn't
marry Tom well. There's such a hard, with that little town, they are just
incredibly overwhelmed with work. And there's no way we can actually put a good depth in it. It is literally almost house to house, street to street, block to block. So you can figure, I've got about 5,000 sticks if I'm really lucky.
What do you do?
I really hate sparklers more than I do the fireworks. Because the child, you hear the child throw in the world. And if you start getting down close to the end, there's about that much left, and this is over here in the grass. And I got a grass fire. Yeah. The ones who go up there, I walk in, I can see if I got embers coming down. I say to my guys around pretty much, they don't talk with us to the problem very quick, but I hate sparks. And they're legal.
And just to point out the obvious, like you said, if he's got four or five guys, and then he puts two of them on ATVs on a beach, now he's only got two or three guys on this side of 421, and one guy on the south end of the town on the beach, and the other guy on the north end of the town on the south end.
I was just kind of curious as to what we as a town can do to help y'all.
What would you think, Barry, of just suggesting to the various neighborhoods that they have like a neighborhood? I mean, the concern is really like a fire starting on a house where people don't live there year round. I mean, you know what it's deep and just have a little bit of a walk.
Call
the fire department, sort of all hands there with the manpower.
That would be great. I mean, I'm sure we have plenty of volunteers that would have to be happy to.
We have balance. You don't try to stop people if they're doing something really bad. Call the police, the fire department. But if they see something, call the police, the fire department. Don't try to become vigilante.
But that only problem is that when they call 911, they don't get. They have to go through all the routing and all the other kind of stuff. I mean, it's pretty much if I had to call 911 and get in touch with the fire department or the chief.
That was actually your problem this year, and you shouldn't be trying to get in touch with me.
Well, no, I
mean, you should pull the call. 911 was overwhelmed, always are. But you have to remember, not only are we dealing with fireworks, we're dealing with heavy traffic cars, we're driving, a lot of drinking, we're dealing with a lot of other things at the same time. This year we got very lucky. And we had several new men calls on there, as you know. But the prime call shooting makers and the two back to back. So there's been some progress, and that's how that's evolved. There's been money many thousands of dollars back and staff at the beach to do you wouldn't need as a difference. I'll say it would take 400 or 500 people at least for us to see a difference in the plan.
Would you have a sense of suggestion to form neighborhood groups with that being all?
Well, it would be on fire prevention. I don't think it's helpful as far as preventing them from going out and call, that a lot of what you're seeing is some divisions are getting together to do that.
Mm-hmm. So, some of the other divisions are spending thousands of dollars on police fireworks.
So, you know, it's really, it puts me in an educational issue. If I take 25 minutes to write a citation, it's over. I may, like Carol said, I may bag 4 or 5 people, but just by the end of the vote. So we try to prioritize and just try to put out the ones that we see are issues, safety issues, and then work it out from that.
Well, I think y'all do a minimal job. I just want to see where we can help y'all.
You all hours and years.
Well, there is statistics show that more people get hurt with fireworks than actually start fires.
This is the same thing there. It is. And we need it down back here where it's not like that. Like I told Harold, I got there the next morning about 4 o'clock. Because I was out here, okay, down there for 2 hours. There's still smoke, and I was wondering what I did. We found one talent. I was scared to death. So then I go up to my house and I have a roof fire smoking. They were following the rules, I'm sure the guy was out of the day, so they were doing it for you to do, to sign it out. But that's what we worry about. So I ain't gonna be with the county, but I don't
care.
And I,
Barry's chief called me, I called you, him, and, Scott, I didn't get on with you.
I was talking with the fire.
This was before the war, and the intention was, they just, all these years, did the best job they did, and, you know, you were the one who wanted to start $150 fine. And we called me that night at 10:30, and, you know, I said, I was begging on my ass, and I said, I was stopped with it.
I can't, I knew you had all right, all right, this relay.
Well, when you have 10,000 people, you know, I think they did an admirable job, and I think under the conditions that I don't have a problem with it, I don't have a need. Thank you, thank you. Do you have a discussion on this? Item number 8, Oldsfield Preparedness, Congressman McIntyre had a pretty much a dog and pony show pertaining to the Oldsfield, University of North Carolina, Wilmington, Steve Grant, Community College, all set up to play and cover everybody how important they were, and if we had to ratchet it up, there wouldn't be one night. The gentleman, the former Lutheran County Emergency Manager, now sells coal for canning goods. That's why he was there. And my comments to the magnifier where I was the most upset is the 73 days for Mrs. Jones Act.
You're
lost.
You're lost. Yeah. Jones Act has nothing to do with it. Information before the first drive off. According to the book, the Jones Act only regulated commerce. Shipments of cargo to the city. It was never intended to get into the
city. Well, they turned 32 countries away. It's
in maritime law.
Yeah.
The Jones Act had nothing to do with that.
Well, why did he list it? As he lived his house 73 days, and under presidential order, he did it.
You show me presidential
anyway, discussion.
Good old person, huh?
Discussion and consideration of scheduling a public hearing. PD reference to Amendment Section 163. And language to Chapter 15 on subdivision regarding single family attached residential dwellings. John, you want to handle this?
If nobody knows what this is about, well, what our rules are set up right now, we have a lot of people that have come here, and the way they have to be heated is with condominiums. Well, and all this being used as condominiums comes several hardships to the property owners. One being insurance rates are considerably higher, and the other being just recently within the last year is becoming increasingly difficult to finance these two unit condo building loans. So I've been in the last about this particular issue for several years, but in the last year they've gotten a lot more frequent, and I had one member in particular said, look, let me just get my attorney, what if I have him draft something on the ordinance, and he bring it up to your plan, and then we'll talk about it. So that's what we did, signed the document, we've gone through it, reviewed it, and rewritten some parts of it. Colt Moore has reviewed planning and zoning voted on, and asked it to be presented to council for consideration. But, excuse me, I'm sorry, I got this other thing with the ordinance and all that.
Well, the other side of it is that if you have a duplex and then say that was originally built as a condominium, they no longer have to apply combined with state condominium law.
Now it can be classified as townhouses.
This is the reason that, and actually the person that brought this to the attention who is paying for the insurance and everything is not really, well, he is a property owner here, but he resides in Georgia. And he's having, along with a lot of other people, is having problems getting refunded.
and get address
and insurance rate. And that has to do primarily with the way town halls are, duplexes are classified.
Spaces in the front of the 180.
The only thing I would want to ask you, John, is my understanding. Now, what is the difference in construction fire code?
Basically, your mountains are required to have a two-hour fire law. The condo is required to have a one-hour. That's the only major difference. And what is currently down here, the builders were pretty smart, and they built most of these condos as townhouses.
But do they have an access point that the MCC would require in a certain amount
of time? Yes, sir.
Okay. I make a motion that we schedule public hearing for August 9th at 6:30 p.m. or soon thereafter for the purposes of taking comments on the proposed amendment.
I second the motion.
I was excited to see what's going on. Did you have something?
No, I was just saying, why would the plan?
Or do we start that the earlier day?
Yeah, we'll have a full day that day.
What about 4 times today?
That's a hearing.
Oh, it's nice.
One of the good for years.
Oh, that's that day?
We're 9 o'clock that morning. We're going to do all day.
All day.
Oh, I'm sure it's going
to be an all day.
Oh, yeah.
Whether
we want to change.
I mean, it might be better to change for another day.
It doesn't want to be in your hands. Well, hey, now, excuse
me. The night is the week.
How was it the next Tuesday is a regular P&D meeting?
It's that.
How about this on the 17th? That's the way you're regular meeting.
Mm. Yeah, that would be very good in your area.
Very nice. Get your second cup of in your coffee if you need.
So you can turn the bolts.
Yeah. And you know we got.
So you can schedule public hearing. You can have it as your first item on your agenda. You just open it and close it and then go on with your...
So 6:30 August, and I'm in my motion to schedule a public hearing for August 17th as part of the agenda for your county meeting. And that we ask, does that work?
Have you got a special balance? I'm just seeing you in there about any share requirement.
Yeah, it says that it happens to the principal says that all of them go to the principal for construction of residential townhouse.
That's of course here, any one of them did do that, and then we're going to have
a fire. Well, before they can make the conversion, they have to verify that. And then if it is 1 hour long, they just need to come in, they just put another
load on
it. Set it up, and whatever.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot here, and any criteria here.
Was there a second to your amendment? Was there a second to the amended motion? Thank you.
All in favor, say aye. Opposed? Thank you.
I don't know when that next meeting was your last to do. Just opened up the regular town meeting and recess the town meeting and go into the public hearing. Because by law, you've got to start your town meeting at the appointed time.
So we should actually advertise the public hearing 6:30 or shortly
there. Yeah, right.
Right. But I've seen public hearings that were part of the agenda.
Yeah. First, the item one was the public hearing. That's 6:30 or soon thereafter, then you up in your
call meeting's order. If you go into your public hearing, you close your public hearing, and you go into your next item. Motion to adjourn.
We have another motion to adjourn. Mayor Rosenberg. Can I have a second? All in favor, second, Jim. All in favor, people say aye.